Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
In November, Marshall women's basketball came to Wright State. Now, normally that wouldn't be a headliner for most of you Dayton fans, but there's an exception here. One of the best guards ever to play at Dayton, at least in my 21 years, Jenna Burdett, is an assistant for Marshall. Let me give a couple of brief pieces of information. I could fill all 10 minutes with this, basically, but that's not what people want to hear. She played at Dayton from 2014-15 season through 2017-18. In her career, she went 87-39, 4 years, 3 NCAA tournaments, including one trip to the Elite Eight, 1,344 career points, averaged 6 points a game. Her first year, averaged 16.2 points a game. Her final year, January 14th, 2018, 33 points, career high against St. Louis, 5 of 8 from the three-point stripe, 101 wins at Dayton versus only 76 losses, first team all-conference senior season. All right, so young lady, you're very modest, so I could say is the St. Louis game that I just talked about your biggest memory of Dayton? If not, what is?
I would say my freshman year going to the Elite Eight was my biggest memory, but I could also say when Coach Green came my junior year, just her sparking a light with us and just coming back was made my career and my life, honestly, better.
Okay, well, actually, I'm going to detour because I have some things in my mind, but is it true when Shauna came, and I remember being at the press conference, like, you guys didn't know who the coach was until a few minutes before you found out, and you guys just all in unison, like, got all excited or something and mobbed her or something? Or maybe that's exaggerated, but that's what I heard.
Basically, yeah. She walked into our film room. We knew we were meeting our new coach that day, but we had no idea who it was. We knew what kind of vehicle Coach Green drove, so we had a feeling, so we're looking for it in the parking lot. Obviously, she flew in. She didn't drive, but yes, when she came in, I would say mob-like.
Okay, so it wasn't. So it had to have been kind of a weird experience because coaches don't normally, at least head coaches, don't normally change programs in September. So I guess you had a lot of uncertainty and that quelled it, right?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have the best year the year before that, and we had kind of went through a lot that summer with injuries and just a lot of things. So her coming, someone we already knew, someone that already knew the style that we played, who didn't change a lot, who basically recruited everyone there anyways, was helpful for us.
Okay, you are in your third year as an assistant coach at Marshall, so I'm curious about something. Is the player on the court today, do they have to be coached different? You're a coach, obviously. Do they have to be coached differently than when you were coached at Dayton? Knowing their social media, they're on their phones, and how do you approach it from a coaching standpoint?
Now, I think everyone, even when I was playing, which, you know, wasn't that long ago.
No, but I mean, there wasn't the social media. People weren't running around with their phones basically hung to their necks.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone has to be coached differently and in their own type of way. And I think it's on us as coaches to get to know them and get to know what they need. And I think it comes from honest conversations with them. You know, kids, they don't like to be yelled at. Some like to be yelled at. And you have to know that. And I think that's one of the hardest things to do in coaching is getting through to your players in the way that they need, which is different for everyone.
Now, I'm going to guess, I'll take an assumption that you're not coaching the centers, but you're coaching the guards and only the guards?
the style of play we have, we don't have a lot of post players. We have one true post player on our roster out of 17 players, so it's kind of just positionless. So we're out there coaching everyone. We don't really have position groups. So.
And do they know about your career? Do you reference your career? Do they think they don't care about your career? Or do you say, well, this is what I did? Or do you even bring up your career to them?
No, not really. I don't really reference it at all. They have all done their homework on me. They've watched my highlight tapes, so they know what they know, but no, we don't really talk about it.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say, you know, say this is what I did, and if you want to be as good as me, you do this, but maybe that doesn't work anymore. All right.
Really.
previously assistant coach 2018 through 20 at Glenville State. Your coach, you had some very powerful words that I kind of want you to elaborate on, Coach Caldwell, that influences you in your current position, and you were with her before. What does she mean to you?
Well, she's probably one of the closest people I have in my life outside of basketball, not just my job. So being able to learn from her, she has, other than her winning percentage, which is absolutely ridiculous, it's like top five in the country. She's just a good person off the court, and I am very excited to work for her again. I mean, we are very tight off the floor, which helps us communicate well when we're working together. We have different kind of viewpoints when it comes to basketball. We play a completely different style here. I don't come from that background, so being able to kind of put our minds together and end up with hopefully the same goal at the end is pretty neat.
So you graduate Dayton, and you basically immediately go to Glenville State and work there from 2018 to 20. What did you know, like when you were finishing up your career at Dayton, that you wanted to get involved in coaching right away, or did you think you'll do something else?
Yeah, not at all. I didn't really want to coach. I went overseas and played in Poland for 5-6 months, and she had a job opening during Christmas break. And we had a couple mutual friends. I didn't know her at all, so she had reached out to me through one of those friends, and because they knew I wasn't enjoying it overseas. And when I came back, I joined in January, and we've just been tight ever since.
Then you had, what about your 1 year director of basketball operations at NKU? That would be Northern Kentucky. Different than being on the court coaching. Did you miss the coaching? Did you say, because that was only a 1 year thing, did you say, no, I really don't want to get involved in more of an administrative role?
Yeah, I definitely missed the coaching aspect. I left Glenville during the COVID year. We weren't even sure if we were going to have a season. Just Division II, we didn't have as much money. Some Division IIs canceled their year. So I had talked to Coach Kim and Coach Whitaker, who is the head coach at NKU, recruited me at Dayton, and I was really tight with her, so it was a hard decision because I did not want to be in an administrative role whatsoever, but I wanted to make sure I had a job. And Coach Witt, I, you know, just like Coach Kim, is one of the closest people to me too, so it was easy to go work for her.
Got to talk about your team. You're a fascinating team. I do want to talk about, we've got kind of a young lady not far from here. She's from Tecumseh. She doesn't play a lot, but I do want to get your opinion on, is it Tara or Tara?
Tara.
Mm-hmm. Tara Harness. She's a junior. Mm-hmm. Last year, she did have 6 three-pointers against Wright State, so she can do it. Give us a little update on how she's progressing.
Yeah, Tara is a very talented shooter. She's one of our hardest workers. She's taking a big step in her leadership this year. She's much more of a talker on the floor, which really helps us. She's a really smart player, so right now we're just getting her in a leadership role and taking it day by day with her. She's doing really well.
When we're taping this, 36 three-pointers per game, number one in the nation. So I would presume the shot clock people tonight can go away. And you're right, that's not exactly the style that you play, but it's obviously got to work for you. I want to hear about your players who are really scoring a lot. That would be the 5'8 guard Scott, 26 points a game, and Abby Beeman, the 5'4 guard, at 18 points a game.
Yeah, I think that our style of play really suits them well. We play extremely fast. You know, we're getting up shots within 10 seconds of the shot clock, so any open shot is a good shot, especially for those two, and I think they know that. No, I think they do know that. So we're putting the ball in their hands. We are putting them in situations that I think are beneficial for them. hopefully we see some better percentages tonight. We've been really working on our offense and our spacing and our shooting, so hopefully it translates to the game tonight.
Okay, finally, do you also, are you involved in like scouting the teams coming up, meaning you're breaking down film? Are you involved in any active recruiting right now, other than the preparing the team for the games and during practices?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very involved in all of our scouting. All of our assistants, we do every game together, so we don't each have our own scouts. We do it all together, so that's been nice to just collaborate with one another. We're all new with each other. We didn't know each other before we got here, so it's good to see different point of views, and I think it ends up going being really well for our scouts that we all come together on that. Recruiting, we are actively recruiting high school players, junior college transfers, and then we will hit the transfer portal at the end of this season.
You have a chance. I know, you know, you play at the University of Dayton, final question by the way, for 4 years. Do you have a chance to keep in touch with many? I know you mentioned Kelly Oster, you might see her tonight, but do you have a chance to really keep in contact with many of the players, or everybody basically goes and has their own lives?
No, I keep in contact with quite a few of them. I'm actually seeing one of my former teammates, Ashley Parkinson, and her new little girl next weekend. They're coming to our game against Florida at Marshall. And then Javonna Layfield and Kelly Austria, we talk almost every day. So still pretty tight.
Excellent. All right. Well, we thank Jenna Burdett for our halftime.
The halftime program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest.